Hey everybody, welcome to the October Caddies Cafe. There's nobody else. Nobody else we would have in the cafe but the birthday boy, Mister.
Hey, shorty, it's my birthday. We're gonna party like it's my birthday. We're gonna do the things like it's my birthday.
And you know, you don't give a fuck
That's
'cause
my
it's your
version.
birthday.
That's my version of 50 Cent, by the way. Hey, 50.
Was good. Oh my God, funny. Welcome
Thank
to the cafe,
you
son.
very much. It's lovely to be here.
It is. I know that you are in tour rehearsals and you're taking time out to give us some time. So I'm ready to dive right in. I have iced tea. Do you have any hot, cold, any
Yeah, no, I
beverage
have
at
a cold
all?
beverage. It's called mineral water. This is the drink of the week. Yes,
So good.
I'm on the wagon until my actual birthday, and then I'm going to get absolutely wankered.
Love it. I love that you can still do that too. I can't. I'm like, takes days. Anyway, you know, not everybody who listens to our Caddies Cafes also listen to Whoosh. Now, while I know we discussed this on a recent episode of Whoosh,
We did?
we did. I want to hear all about your sailing trip. You went on one. Fans were concerned. You weren't at Atlanta's wedding. You weren't at the Nile Rodgers event. We missed a week of Whoosh, and they're like, "What's
Okay.
happening with Simon?" And I'm like, "People,
This is normal for me. At the end of
yeah."
every September, I go to south of France to participate in a competitive event, and it's my one big. I'm a keen sailor and I love racing, and I only do this one race, this one, well, regatta, that's a bunch of races, every year, and I always do that. So unfortunately, I
Oh,
was unable to be at Atlanta and Dave's wedding, which I'm very sad about, but you know, I did say I can't do those dates. Sorry.
but tell me about the sailing trip.
Oh,
I
it's
mean,
amazing. It's amazing fun. It was lovely weather. Bright sunshine, not a huge amount of wind, and you know, because the boat Blitzen, that's the boat I sail on, she won the regatta 2 years ago, and 1 year ago we won our class, and they've upped our handicap rating, and so it's effectively it was very difficult for us to win against other boats in the handicap thing this season. But we were very good on the water. We were first across, you know, first in our class across the line most of the time.
so if you win something, then you go up a class, and then you're
Not really, no,
in.
it's not like that. No, because
No.
boats are all different sizes and shapes, they have a handicap rating. So if you're a fast boat, you give another boat so many seconds per mile of race that you do, right? And you could bowing them 5 minutes or 25 minutes on the handicap system, and the handicap system is what really determines who wins the race officially. So we just didn't go fast enough to beat our new rating, to beat the other boats with our new rating. But that doesn't matter because we were in it for the fun and the crack and being Saint-Tropez that time of year. It's beautiful.
Let me ask you a question. Do you eat MREs when you're on the boat? Do you know what those are?
Knew what an MRE was, I would be able to answer that question.
It's like that dried food that people in the military eat. And it's like not real food. You don't have to cook it. So it's like dried, I don't know, like
Freeze
meal
dried, like
rations
freeze
or
dried soup and stuff. You just have to rehydrate it and heat it. And we I did that on the I did that when we did the round world race in the 1980s.
I see.
No, we don't eat that stuff now. We take a bunch of sandwiches with us because the races are only 4 or 5 hours long at the
Oh, so
most.
you can get off.
Yeah.
You don't have to sleep on the
I
boat.
stay on a, I stay on a I stay somewhere else, you know.
Oh,
And
I
then I
didn't
get
know
on the boat.
that.
We have to park Blitzen in the old port in Saint-Tropez, where all the other beautiful old wooden boats are parked. And then we take her out for the race, which lasts usually sort of between 3 and 5, maybe sometimes 6 hours if it's a really long one. There's lots of wind. We didn't have any really long ones on this time, but it was great fun.
I love that for you. That's just a great thing that you do every year. I love
Why,
that.
thank you.
Well, you're so welcome. So even though fans have not heard the song yet, we have played about 10 seconds of Shadows on Your Side. A
Have
little
we?
blip, well, a little blip of it is on Instagram, and you can
Right.
use it behind an Instagram story. So like 10
Right.
seconds of it exists. So without giving too much away or anything away, what do you think of the sort of reinterpretation of it? It's much different.
It is different in the vocals are very similar, actually. I did stick pretty much to the way that I sang the original vocals, but the whole music, the instrumental approach is very different. It's much more of a dance track. It's modern. It's got thumping bits. It's got a bit of a tempo change. It's got a and it's got swirly bits. That's how that there you go. That's what I described it really well, didn't I?
Yes, it's like they should put that on the marketing material. But did you, when it sounded so different to you, did you feel like it was an all new song or no, because your vocals are similar?
Well, I mean, no, I think it feels like a very different sort of piece of music
It
altogether.
does.
Yeah, I was always it always it what you know that song always made me feel a little uncomfortable. I always felt that line, "You belong to the hands of the night," was a bit kind of weak. It's a bit of a weak cadence in Turkey, talking in term, musical terms. And I actually think it works better on the new version than it used to on the old version. There you are. That'll be
Oh.
controversial, won't it?
No, I think that's so interesting. I'm wondering why you chose that song as opposed to something like Late Bar. And I know it's not just
Well, I
you,
think
it's
there was
the
a there was a
band.
there was a there was some there was a somebody in the group has got a bit of an obsession with Halloween and having some sort of and I think Shadows on Your Side is sounds slightly darker and more as though you could twist it to Halloween than Late Bar or something else like that. So Shadows on Your Side it was.
Interesting. I always thought Late Bar was such a dark song. I have a real picture whenever I listen to that
I
song.
think it's got, well, it's got that line about things with legs that are coming through, right?
Yeah.
It's sort of like
Seems like a
animals are
trip.
crawling into your room from the fourth dimension, from a parallel universe, indeed.
I thought someone dropped like a few too many quaaludes, but anyway.
Quaaludes,
Some
ha
not a quaalude. I don't know. I'm not good with my drug references. So you have some upcoming shows
Yeah.
happening. What's worse, packing or unpacking?
Well, packing takes longer
Yeah.
because you've got to figure out what you're going to wear. But there's always this kind of expectant sort of excitement coming, growing. It's a gr part of the growing excitement. People say to me now, are you excited about the tour? Well, no, I'm not yet.
I said that.
I will definitely I will definitely be excited when I'm standing when I'm in the dressing room or before I go on stage. But right now I'm very cool about it. I keep we've been doing this for such a long time. We're able to, to control our emotions about the whole thing. But packing is one of those things that does build the excitement when you start doing it. Unpacking at the end of the tour is always a bit of an anticlimax. In fact, I often leave my suitcase sitting there on a plinth in my sort of, in our bedroom, sort of waiting for it to unpack itself, to be honest with you. Or for the unpacking fairies to come and unpack it for me. And nobody ever fucking does. So
All you gotta do is send me a
I
plane
always had you
ticket.
had to get it. We had to get on it. So really, I mean, it'd be great if I could just walk in, unpack it, and then that's it.
Ah, that would be, or you just snap your finger and the little fairies.
No, I want the, well, yeah. Where are the unpacking fairies when you need them?
Do you have like a section of tour clothing, or you
No.
just
Oh
no?
no, but I do have a section of tour sort of things I know I'm going to take. Things like, I've always take some medication with me, stuff that if I get a cold or stuff. So I've got a pack of that that's ready. I've got a few little packs of things that are just ready to go, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
And they
Yeah,
stay in their packs. And even if I use them at home, I put them back in the packs, ready to go.
Ready to go for when you go on tour. That's
Yeah,
very
but not
mature.
socks. Do you know what? Choosing socks takes me a really long time, Caddy.
Does
Did you
it?
know that? Do you know why?
Because you have so
Because I
many?
got millions of socks.
You know, I get. So I don't know if you know this, but when Nick orders things off of certain websites, he has it sent to my house. And that's
Really?
fun. Yes. So I collect packages. And then when you go out on tour and someone like Kyle or Wendy are going, I give them my packages. So I had a small collection of packages for Nick. And I said to Kyle, who's going out on tour with you, can you please bring Simon's birthday gift with you? And he said, is it heavy? And I said, no, it's socks. So it is not heavy. And you will be receiving
Oh,
more
good.
socks on the road. So you should pack.
Fabulous. So it's actually going to make
You pack
packing
like,
that little bit more difficult for me. Thank you very much,
no,
Kat.
just take six pair
Happy birthday
less.
to me.
Yes, just take six pair less because you'll be getting
Okay.
some from me.
Super.
Anyway, is there anything that you have backstage? You said, you know, when you get backstage and you're in the thick of it, it's like now we're up on tour. Is there, someone asked me, is there one thing you always have to have on with you backstage? And I thought about it, and except for ginger, which I'm not even sure.
No, I don't drink that anymore because
You
I've.
don't drink,
I used to drink it. I used to drink it so strong,
yeah, I
and then I
remember.
started doing allergy testing. And do you know the thing that I'm most allergic to?
Ginger?
It's ginger.
Oh
It is
my
indeed, and I
God.
think it's because I used to drink it so strong, I gave myself a sensitivity to it. So I'm very careful with ginger now. Because you get a little high, you know, when you have something that you've got a slight. It's not an allergic reaction like an anaphylactic shock or anything like that, but it is a sensitivity, and you get a little high, you get a little flushed, and you get a kind of prickling. So some people think it's good for them, but it isn't. It's not great.
Well, is there anything you have to have backstage? Water?
Oh,
Any?
yeah, water. I mean,
What's.
we have a sort of, we have sort of Lebanese food. A bit, we have like sometimes a bit of sushi, something for people to nibble on. I don't tend to,
Yeah.
it's me, that doesn't, I very rarely eat anything before the show. I've got a cut off, which is 4 hours before we go on stage. And after that, I don't eat anything because I don't like having food in my gut when I'm trying to perform because it affects your breathing. You know, because your diaphragm's pushing down on your belly. And the last thing you want is to be standing on stage farting.
No, or just being having acid reflux
No,
or
well, acid
something.
reflux you just don't get. I don't know that that's something that weirdly
So
something
lucky.
overrides that. But I
Lucky.
don't. It's just I don't like feeling full on stage. I like to feel a little bit hungry, actually.
I like that. You're very chilled, I have to say. I didn't know you obviously in the 80s, but before a show, you are almost always very chilled. So I've been, do you know who Charlie Puth is? He's a sing young singer songwriter. He's sort of like,
No, sorry.
he sung that song from the Fast and the Furious that was so huge. About the
No.
friend. Okay. Well, you do. I think you've heard his song. But anyway, I've been watching him a lot on Instagram. I have a small crush on him. But he also does these informational Instagram videos all about music. And he recently
Oh.
did one about AI and how it could never really replace a musician because AI makes things too perfect, right? And he was saying how the best part of music is imperfections, like how Sting sat on the keys during Roxanne, the very beginning of Roxanne. You hear the little key thing, and how in Hey Jude, Paul McCartney curses and whatnot. So it got me
Yeah.
thinking, are there.
I don't think that's why AI will never replace music. I think AI will never replace real music because music is art, and art is the communication of an idea between human beings. And if you take the one of the human beings out of that formula, it's not art. We're talking about the human condition, and AI cannot talk about the human condition. All it can do is repeat what other humans put into it,
Right.
right? It just
So,
does
but that's sort of.
different things. And I mean, we made a video with AI, and it was fun, and it was interesting doing it. But look at that video and compare it to Rio. What do you get?
Well,
It's a
your
different. It's
AI video was very ahead of its
well,
time.
that's why we did it. We did it
Right.
because nobody else had done it. And
Right.
that's always that. We've had a history of doing that, really, haven't we?
You have. And it's very, yeah, it was, I wouldn't even count that as like, not making a video. It was very, very, you put a lot of work into it. You were very ahead of your time with that. But my question is, has there ever been like a quote unquote mistake in a Duran Duran song that you've like left in?
I don't know if there is because we're such perfectionists. My favorite one of those, by the way, do you know
Yeah.
on the song The Gene Genie by David Bowie?
Yeah.
They actually go to the chorus early,
Oh.
and there's an extra bar where if you listen to just before the first chorus, there's an extra bar, and David says something like, "Get back on it now." And they had to start the chorus again. Just check it.
Yeah.
That is an amazing mistake. Duran Duran, I think we're too perfectionist to have ever let anything like that slip through. And nothing has really, a lot of those sort of things get ironed out with us, sadly. If it's up to me, I'd keep all the mistakes.
Yeah, I kind of like that. I didn't realize
I
it.
know what you mean. Yeah.
During Hey Jude, Paul McCartney says like "fuck," and if you isolate just the vocal, you can hear it because I guess he sang it in a part or
Now
whatever.
we save all of our mistakes for the live shows.
There
And boy, are there some clangers.
are.
I
Well.
sometimes think that's what people go to see. They go to see the fuck ups.
So I know Halloween is your most favorite subject, but as we discussed earlier today, October is really just about your birthday.
Exactly.
But what I do want to know, and I know you can't give it away, is have you chosen what you're going to wear in Manchester, and is it cool? That's all I care
I
about.
have, and it is.
It is. Is it
Yes.
as cool as last year's? Is it on an equal
It's
level?
very, very different.
Very different. So
Yes.
no sea pirate.
No, I don't think so. No. I
Okay.
mean,
I can't.
I might be able to squeeze it in or something. No, it's quite different. Well.
Okay. Are you going to wear that like crazy headpiece that you wore last year? It's a shame if you only wore it once.
Do you know how heavy that was? I had to stand still, and all the time I felt it slipping sideways, and I thought, "Oh fuck, it's gonna go!" Oh no! Oh, and I managed to get through two songs without it falling off, and then I went tottering down the steps,
I saw. I
take
was
it
right
off
on the
really
side of
quick.
the steps, and they just lifted that sucker right off.
Yeah, thank
All
God for
right,
that. I'm not sure that that's going to make another appearance.
Oh, darn.
We
I
called it, it's
cannot.
the jellyfish. That was the
Oh,
jellyfish.
the jellyfish. That's right. That's right. I cannot thank you enough for your time because I know how busy you are right now. But your birthday drink, you're having a few people. I'm making this
Oh,
scenario
yes,
up.
I've got a new one. Yeah.
You're having a few people over for birthday
Yes.
lunch. What
Yes.
drink are you giving them?
Oh, I'm going to get them absolutely pissed because we
Okay.
are going to be drinking. It's a rye Sazerac.
Okay. How do we
Cocktail.
make?
It's a cocktail. You make it with, I don't know the exact proportions. It's Sazerac. I mean, there is actually a brand of rye called Sazerac. But originally the drink Sazerac was made with cognac or brandy. It comes from New Orleans.
Okay.
But with the way you make it with rye, it's rye and absinthe, absinthe. Peychaud's bitters. Which is the
Okay.
which is the which is the New Orleans bitters, and something else which I can't quite remember. But look it up. It's a really tasty one. It's a really strong drink, you know. Oh, I like putting a bit of chartreuse in as well.
And how many drinks would it take the average person before they felt a little
Well, the average you'd get through half a glass and you'd be
right,
rolling around on the
me?
floor.
But a normal person, maybe one drink and they'd feel nice and fuzzy.
It's two martini rule, isn't it?
Is that it? Oh.
So two martini,
Well,
you only have two.
I didn't know that. I on behalf of the whole Duran Ran VIP community, I want to wish you a very, 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 very happy birthday
Thank
and
you.
many, many more, and a happy birthday to your dad.
Yes,
And
thank you on his
we'll be
behalf.
seeing you back in the cafe in December for the year end.
Yep. Alrighty.
We'll
See you there.
see you soon, bud.
Bye.